This is Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Final segment. And boy, have we got a final segment, Hobbo. We've got none other than UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett. And he's coming off back-to-back 30-win seasons and ACC titles. And is this his encore, Hobbo?
We'd like to think so. Coach, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to call in. I know you got your own show later this evening. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no offense to Dave King, but I'd much rather be talking to you guys than Dave for an hour. So if we're late, no problem. I'll tell him I said that too, all right?
Absolutely understood. No question about it. But, you know, Coach, if I had any doubt, which was very little, that you're the best coach in college basketball, it was erased in the second half of that West Virginia game. I'm just kind of curious, what did you tell the young men at halftime other than to stop kicking the ball all over the gym and maybe it'd be a good idea for somebody to get a rebound?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you play West Virginia, the ability to handle the ball and not give them, you know, points off turnovers and then allowing only one shot. And we didn't do either of those too well. But you know, that begs the question, what the heck did we do in the week preparing to play them? So I don't think the coaching was too swift leading up to it. So I guess I do my best coaching at halftime. But I think we had the game plan. You know, I think because we were only down 6 points, giving up that many offensive rebounds and turnovers, we were fortunate. And, you know, you got to keep coming. That's a team that exploits that. Boy, they sense they've got a weakness. They go after you in West Virginia, and you've got another team in Villanova who, not identical, but offensively is one of the best in the country and how they spread it, and they'll get after you defensively. So terrific schedule of playing that is certainly revealing and exposing some of those areas where we've got to keep getting better.
Coach, Villanova's known for that 1-2-2 press. Talk to us about your scheduling this year and also the fact that apparently you wanted to see some teams that used pressure and now you're going to get it, and then how do you attack it?
Well, the one thing that our schedule has presented this year is very differing systems we've played against or styles of play, from teams that'll just play a zone to, you know, real hard pressing, trapping teams like West Virginia, some bigger teams, a lot of four guard teams. The William & Mary Princeton offense that's extremely difficult. So, you know, all this stuff is good because there's so many different styles in our conference. And then, you know, if you're fortunate enough to play after conference, you're going to see all kinds of things, again, that you can learn from. Villanova, yep, they'll press you at times. Somewhat similar to West Virginia, but not identical, where sometimes it's more of just three-quarter with hard traps at times, or they're trying to take time off the clock. But it's about us and being as, like we said, you got to take care of the ball. You got to get a good look most times down or every time down when you can. And the same thing holds true defensively. You're just trying to make them earn stuff and limit them to as many good shots, good open shots, and only one chance. And, you know, the game or those constants don't change. It's just going against the different kinds of sets or actions that people run against you or how they guard you.
You know, it's funny. When I did the games, I used to always say that defense ends when you get the rebound. There's nothing more disheartening than to play great defense for 30 or 35 seconds, force them to take a bad shot, and then let them get an offensive rebound. So that's clearly
no
a
question.
Point of emphasis. The other thing we're starting to see is what you saw in Darius Thompson. I mean, you know, having him in the lineup, and which allows London to sort of be that off guard once in a while. Clearly, that was a key in West Virginia against West Virginia in the second half. London shot the ball so well in the second half, so that's a big factor.
Yes. No, I think Darius is he provides the ability for you to score some in the open floor. He can really slash. He did a very good job when London was out with his appendectomy. And I think then, yeah, you have Malcolm at times on the floor with Darius and London. And that's why I was disappointed in our start against West Virginia, is those are three point guard type players that handle the ball. And I think that's why, you know, at times we've been pretty good handling the ball, not turning over, creating off the dribble, and we'll need that. So I just think I like that combination, and Devin Hall has been doing a good job, and Mariel has had some good stretches. You know, he's a little down right now, but that's important for us, and we'll continue to certainly try to get those kinds of buckets that present themselves that Darius gives us with his slash and open court playmaking.
How much has the hand injury hurt Mariel's shooting?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I think, you know, he fell on it pretty good. It's a wrist issue. I think this amount of time now that between games will be hopefully good for him. And that's, you know, there's a lot of tape he has on. It's protected, but he said it's feeling better, and, you know, we're going to see. But we're going to need him. He was so good for us down in Charleston. And, again, you need five guys if you can have them on that for those three spots. We've done it with four at times, but that's where you're seeing our depth. Different guys at different times. With Mariel, you know, he can get on the glass. He's kind of his length and his ability to slash and guard, and then, you know, knocking down shots gives us just even more threats and depth on the perimeter.
I'll let Frank get in here in a moment. You know, Isaiah Wilkins, you know, a lot of people have discussed, you know, you had Akil Mitchell a couple of years ago and Darian Atkins, you know, that inside defensive presence. Does Isaiah have the ability, as he develops, to fill that role?
Certainly. He's our most active, help-oriented, team-oriented defensive player. Now, he's not as, you know, quite as big or as lively as Darian was blocking shots and even on the glass and maybe even Akil, but he's very cerebral. He plays the game defensively. He takes charges. He's always active and alert, and that's so big for your defense. And that's why I like him on the floor. It was important, especially playing teams that, you know, have some perimeter guys, four guards. He's done a nice job and will continue to improve. And you know, he's offensively, he understands the game. He has some skill where he'll move the ball, good high-low passer. And he's, I knew he would be important. He's probably the closest to those guys in terms of his ability to be kind of defense first and give us that alertness, activity, active on ball screens, all of those things.
You know, Anthony Gill was named the ACC Player of the Week this week for his double-double up there in Madison Square Garden. And in conjunction with, obviously, the leadership and high quality of play from Malcolm Brogdon and the tempo-setting point guard in London Parentes, beyond those three pillars to your offensive scheme, aren't you still looking for that next player, whether it's Nolte or Toby or Devin Hall, that can give you points on a regular basis to, you know, give yourself a little bit more cushion coming down the stretch in these games?
Well, sure. Now, you mentioned, you said Anthony and London, and who else? I didn't hear.
And Malcolm.
Third pillar.
And
Malcolm, of course. Okay, you mentioned those three. Yeah, you know, I think, of course, you have those three. Then, you know, you talk about, we talked a little bit about Darius Thompson, his ability to slash. Mike has been in foul trouble. Toby, we know he has the ability to score. So certainly guys like him, Devin's given us at times, Mariel and Charleston. You know, there's guys out there, Nolte showed us in the past week. Yeah, we want to get that consistency. And I guess one of the things about the depth is maybe it isn't as consistent from one guy, but there's always a guy that can step in. And, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we'll get a little more contributions from, you know, guys like Mike Toby and the guys you mentioned, and we've got some from Darius and Mariel, Evan, all those guys. I think that will be, because the more balance, the more depth you have at scoring, boy, the harder you become to guard. And just to have even those three guys is important for us, because those are three different kind of attacks, and those other guys are not non-scorers, so they're all threats. And I think that has made us at times effective offensively.
You know, Coach, I thought Evan Nolte gave you some good minutes against West Virginia. I don't know if it showed up on the stat sheet or not, but a lot of us are still kind of frustrated that he seems to maybe have a lack of confidence when he goes up to shoot the shot. Any particular ideas of what you can do to restore that?
You know, that's a thing a player has to, you know, certainly a coach will say, if you're open, you shoot it, but Evan's greatest strength, you know, especially right now, but it's his experience, and he's a smart, heady player, and that's defensively figuring out what to do. He'll play the four for us and the three, and he understands what needs to be done, and he did do a nice job in the West Virginia game making a couple nice passes and drives, and even sometimes just rotating the ball. He's smart enough to know, okay, my shot's not feeling good. I'm not going to just spring it up there at the first chance I get. I mean, sometimes you'll hear the crowd, oh, shoot, but sometimes the best thing you do is just make one more pass, get us going a little more, get another inside touch for someone. And, you know, you hope you just keep working on that stroke in practice, that there'll be some times, as he's done in his past, just where he's knocking down those threes and adding that dimension. But that's just something a player has to find and, you know, take the good shots and know when he's comfortable shooting and when to pass it up. I think that's part of it.
And you've brought Mike Toby off the bench maybe a little more this year than a lot of people anticipated. Where do you think Mike is in his game right now?
Well, again, he's gotten in some foul trouble. Matchup-wise, we've played some teams that are, you know, really guard-oriented or mobile, smaller, big, so that's an issue. You know, it's hard to get a gauge on Mike right now because he hasn't had a chance to play consistently, and I think Mike is a little discouraged. Mike's better than what he's shown in certain stretches. Mike's going to help us. I believe that. He's too good of a person, too talented of a player to not give us more, and part of that has been limited, again, as I said, in defense of that is his foul trouble. He's got to learn to play without, you know, putting two hands on, and some of the calls certainly been questionable. Some of it's been matchups, and sometimes he's just, you know, he's been down, but he's had some good stretches for us, and I think that there'll be more coming from him. I'm hopeful. I really am, because he's, again, he's that guy, I think, that could be, as we talked about, give us a little more. You know, he's a threat, certainly, with his skill and his touch offensively and his ability to score inside and offensive rebound, and even with his size on the interior for defensive rebounding and blocking shots. So we need Mike, and we just got to keep finding out ways to get him, you know, into a groove a little more.
Well, certainly that'll come. He's shown that year in, year out, of maybe being even better when it gets late in the season. Coach, the new freedom of movement rules, we see you talking to the officials, we see the Virginia players looking to you, looking at the officials, and we've seen to date in all the Virginia nine games they've played, really some vast differences in the way the games are called. How do you keep your sanity, and how are you coaching the team in such a way as they don't become passive?
Well, it's hard. Sometimes it's a little inconsistent, and that's a hard situation the officials are in. I just said it before. There's a feel to the game for the officials to call things that are non-incidental, that don't matter, and then there's the things that you call, and I just hope it'll get ironed out. We certainly work hard on playing with our feet and not our hands, and even addressing these things and working in practice so we're not fouling as much, but it's those calls that, you know, just out of nowhere, they don't seem to make a difference, you know, that have no bearing on the play and that are hard, and then that's why depth's important. And then there's some where there's points. Some things are, you know, guys are clobbering each other, and because that's not part of the emphasis, we're going to not worry about that, but worry about the emphasis so much that we've lost sight of sometimes the game and the feel and the natural play that's in front of us that just makes it a quality game that flows. You know, I think that, and that's tough for the officials to be in that spot. I hope it'll keep getting better and better.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of times early in the season, you know, they have points of emphasis and they call it. It'll be interesting to see if they call it this way throughout the whole college season and the campaign. Just in general, where do you think your defense is right now? I know that's a big point of emphasis for you, yep. And I'm sure you're always looking to improve, but where do you think the guys are defensively right now?
Showed some flashes of good possessions. I think it needs to last longer. And again, there's some challenges. I've said it before with how the game's being called. I think as we talked about, really the different kind of schemes, you're going against, you know, guards, four guard offenses, you know, big men that can shoot the 3-point ball. Schemes are, I think coaches are getting better and better just at attacking good defense. The minds of these coaches, the little wrinkles you put in make it more challenging. And then, we don't sneak up on people anymore. I mean, even when we play teams that are going to be,
Coach, we're out of time. We look forward to having you back. Tell our friend Dave Kane hello, and go Hoos.
That's a way to blow me off. I appreciate it. No.
Sorry, Tony. It's the end of the show.
We love you.
All right. We got to tease next week's show. We have none other than Big Ted Jeffries and Chris Wright joining us, and we thank Coach Bennett for joining us here tonight. Stay with Hoos Talking. There'll be a lot to talk about with Villanova coming up on the landscape.
Noon on Saturday and then California thereafter. Go Hoos. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.